Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are going to give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be talking about if our genetics, our genes, influence our desire to exercise. Now, I know you're not a big fan of this. I know that...
Why?
You know,
I believe in this.
You think so? You think that genetics has plays a role in it?
Do genes have something to do with laziness? Yes, they do.
Well, believe it or not... you know, it's funny, but twins, if you're an identical twin, geneticists, man, they search you out. They find you. They try
to... They love twins.
They love them because it's the ultimate...
Especially separated twins.
Right. It's the ultimate way of checking out environment versus genetics. And they looked at 37,051 sets of twins. Okay. So there's a little bit of data here behind this. And this is actually covering Australia, Denmark, Finland, Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. So
these aren't American twins.
These aren't American twins.
It would totally change everything.
So, and they looked at the decision for people to exercise or not. And they classified this kind of a little loose standard of in terms of how they define an exerciser versus someone that's, you know, not that sedentary. And this is how they classified an exerciser of 1 hour per week of light jogging or an equivalent activity class. That's 1 hour of activity is what they found. And they found that only about 44% of the males, 35% of the females met that actual standard. And the identical were much better than using the standard, the fraternal twins. And what they actually found was rather interestingly, I think you'll...
So what's the punchline, doctor? You're stalling because you lost the paper, right?
No, not stalling because I lost the paper. What they found from this is that that genetic differences between... we're not talking about things like, in terms of speed and
paralyzed,
strength.
One person's paralyzed, one's not.
No, physical characteristics like, how strong you are, you know, how fast you are. But this is looking at your desire to exercise.
Did they exercise or not?
And it seems that how people that respond to fatigue or people that get tired quicker, those are the genetic differences that make people less likely to exercise. And there are genes that express that. And what they also found is that, you know, if it's mentally rewarding to exercise, if people feel like, wow, that I've achieved something by doing this, they're obviously they're going to be more
that
likely
incentive.
To exercise. Exactly. Yeah. So these are things that play a very big role. Also, how your muscles respond to soreness. We have genes that express that. So there are things that are very specific, and this can also help us to determine which exercises we should actually do. So obviously, you can't just blame heredity on the fact that I didn't exercise today.
I can. I blame it on my overactive thyroid.
But there are definitely genes out there that have certain expressions that are going to make us more likely to exercise than others. Obviously, I have ones that like to express them. You don't.
Exactly. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.